Sleepnumber.com/greatestyields.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer? Whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus, free home delivery on select smart beds when you add any base. Ends Labor Day. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The FBI says it doesn't have a clear motive for the assassination attempt of Donald Trump at an outdoor rally in Butler, Pennsylvania in July, but says gunman Thomas Crooks appeared to be hyper-focused on Trump's rally as a target of opportunity. Kevin Rojek is Pittsburgh's special agent in charge.
We see no definitive ideology associated with our subject, either left-leaning or right-leaning.
Rojek says Crooks also conducted searches for locations for both the Republican and Democratic national conventions. United Airlines flight attendants moving closer to a possible strike. The union says members overwhelmingly authorized a strike if they cannot work out a deal with the airline. The union is asking for a 30-day cooling-off period after walking away from federally mandated talks. The Supreme Court today upheld a court of appeals block of the Biden administration's latest federal student loan debt relief plan until multiple lawsuits can make their way through the lower courts. This is ABC News. A year from now, children who would have gone to Uvalde's Robb Elementary School in Texas will instead attend classes at a brand new campus where construction is already underway.
Robb Elementary is where an 18-year-old gunman killed 19 students and 2 teachers before he was shot to death in 2022. On Tuesday, a charitable foundation headed by Dolph Briscoe IV donated $10 million toward construction of the new, as yet unnamed, school.
Primarily, our goal is to honor the victims and survivors of the tragedy.
The centerpiece on the new campus will be a tree paying tribute to the students and teachers killed at Robb. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Afghan women taking action in defiance of a new order from the Taliban. They're uploading videos of themselves singing following a new decree which forbids them from speaking or singing in public. According to the Taliban's new law, whenever an adult woman leaves her home, she is, quote, obligated to conceal her voice, face, and body. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/31. Price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayler. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will appear on the November presidential ballot in Wisconsin despite asking for his name to be withdrawn. Wisconsin Elections Commission Vice Chair Mark Thompson.
If you're going to get into the game, then you have to stay in the game, but you're not going to be able to cut a last-minute deal with someone and try to play games, which is, I think, what's happening here.
Republican appointee Bob Spindell was the lone vote opposed to leaving RFK Jr. on the ballot. The commission also voted to put Green Party candidate Jill Stein on the ballot. An effort to restart a twice-failed recall of State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has stalled out.
The state Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected a request from the Recall Voss effort to hear arguments directly, saying they must go through the normal process of lawsuits in lower courts. That effort, led by supporters of former President Donald Trump, failed two separate times to correctly gather enough signatures to trigger a recall. A Dane County judge and the State Elections Commission both tossed out that second attempt after organizers gathered petitions from outside Voss's district. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
State officials announced a new plan for tax credits that fund low to moderate income housing in Wisconsin.
Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Authority say the qualified allocation plan includes changes to use the federal and state tax credits effectively and to reach as many communities as possible. That includes redefining categories that promote resource distribution, modifications to the competitive and non-competitive application process, and updating and revising scoring categories to respond to the current state of the housing market. According to the governor, WEDA awarded $69 million in federal and state tax credits during the 2023-24 period to create more than 2,900 affordable housing units. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly cloudy and pleasant. Much cooler and more refreshing. With high temperatures climbing to the mid-70s today, they'll spike to the low 80s tomorrow. With a ton more sunshine on tap, all ahead of showers and storms pushing in by night. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
Hog futures hung close to unchanged. All right, welcome to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Appreciate it and glad
hey, buddy.
You are here. Davis, is that you?
Are you live from West Plains, Missouri via Farm Journal Studios at Merck Days? Are you planning a conversation with Robin Schmall from AgMarket.net right before a conversation with Dr. Tim Parks from Merck Animal Health and Todd Bubba Horowitz from BubbaTrading.com after the news? Have I got the right? Am I in the right place?
It is like you are reading my mind. Yeah. You know what it is, right?
What's that?
Same brain it's again. That's what it's got to be.
My hat feels like it's running low.
Welcome to West Plains, Missouri, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. I've said this a couple of times, but it's really important. Hirsch is celebrating its 50th anniversary, started operations in 1974. And today at the West Plains location for Hirsch is Merck Day. Stop in here today and get 10% off your Merck Animal Health products. And we're going to be talking with Dr. Tim Parks from Merck Animal Health here in just a little bit. Like you said, first, we're going to have a conversation with Bubba and find out a little bit about what Robin Schmall from AgMarket.net thinks is going to be going on with the milk market, livestock markets. We've got a lot of ground that we are going to cover with Robin today. I'm telling you, it's a little warm down here.
You got the Southern Missouri slow cook going on, do you?
Yeah. It's just 93 degrees. We're sitting right at about the high for the day, though. So, it'll be cooler from here.
That's right. Sure. Absolutely. I haven't even looked at mine. I don't even know.
No idea. All right, man. Well, hey, what do you say? Let's get started with some news.
Sure. Oh, it's 93 degrees up here in Kansas City. Wheat futures managed to hold on to gains through the close, even with soybeans and corn prices sliding to lower levels. Today's gains were day two of an upside correction in wheat futures, but funds remained heavily short wheat futures, and December soft red winter wheat futures faced tough resistance at 550. Support stemmed from Stats Canada's estimate of all wheat production at 34.4 million metric tons. That's up 4.3% from a year ago, about 700,000 metric tons below the average pre-report trade guess. December HRW wheat futures 9 cents higher today at 555 and three quarters. December SRW wheat up 6 cents, 541 and one half. December spring wheat closed at 583 and three quarters, up 9 1/2 cents, Chip.
Yeah, some position evening, it looks like, in the wheat market going on right now. And it will be interesting to take a look at the open interest numbers and the positioning after the close here today and try to figure out exactly how much of a short position did the funds get out of. Now, they haven't covered it. There's no way that they've covered it, but it's good to see them getting out of some shorts.
Well, Chip, December corn futures posted an inside trading day with a high range open and a low range close. Prices were trying to move to the upside at mid-morning, but buying interest evaporated heading into afternoon trade. Early support was tied to short covering after USDA reported the sale of 100,000 metric tons of corn to Colombia and nearly 166,000 metric tons to Mexico, both for the 24-25 marketing year. Ethanol production weekend at August 23 averaged 1.01 million barrels per day, down 27,000 from the previous week, but 64,000 ahead of the same week last year.
Yeah.
Ethanol stocks in the week nearly unchanged at 23.572 million barrels. December corn futures, 2 cents lower, 390 and three quarters today. March corn down 1 3/4 cents to 409 and three quarters. July corn futures closed at 427. That's down a penny and a half on the day.
You know, the ethanol demand is really holding in there. Yeah, we see some variation week to week, but when you compare it to those year-ago levels, which that's what we want to see, right? We want to see growth year to year on that total demand, and it's definitely there for ethanol production this year.
Well, Chip, it wasn't just corn. USDA this morning also announced the sale of 264,000 metric tons of beans for delivery to China. It's for the new crop marketing year. Overnight rains in the Corn Belt and a forecast calling for scattered rains in the Central Belt before the weekend also capped the early rally attempts at futures and turned prices to the downside. Expectations for seasonable temperatures beginning this weekend also chased buying interest out of the soy complex. November beans opened steady and tried to rally but posted a low range close below support at yesterday's low. Novi beans 9.5 cents lower at 977. January down 9 cents, 994.5. March soybean futures closed at 10.09 3/4, down 8 cents on the day.
Yeah, a bit of a roll reversal in the product markets today too. October soybean meal down $4.50. October bean oil was up 50 points.
Well, December cotton today was 143 points lower at 68.55. On your livestock's October fat cattle futures opened to lower and then rallied to spike resistance at 180 before falling back to close below the opening range. Boxed beef prices lower this morning. October fat cattle 77.5 lower at 178.62.5. September feeder futures 62.5 lower at 241.30. And on the snout side, October lean hogs opened lower, rallied to trade higher near mid-morning and then fell back. October hogs today 40 cents lower all told, 81.67.5. Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Todd Horowitz, BubbaTrading.com. How you doing, Bubba? What's shaking?
What's up? You in the show me state?
Yeah, absolutely. Barely. Yeah,
show me some trading action. Show me. Yeah.
Boy, it was a dead day today, wasn't it?
It's dead every day. And listen, this is the biggest short position now since 2019. Held by the funds, over 700,000 contracts short. There's no business in any market right now. We're in the slowest week of the year. I mean, at some point, I hope we find a bottom, but it seems to be like a bottomless pit right now. We just keep going lower. Every rally is met with selling, and the shorts keep adding on. Now, we know at some point that'll change, but we can't seem to get any interest in any market, so it's hard to assume a short covering rally that will trigger this market to move. to go back up. But at some point, we'll find a rally. But right now, the economy stinks. The administration stinks. There's nothing good to say right now about what's going on in this country.
Okay, I don't want to argue about whether or not we should see lower interest rates at the next FOMC meeting. What I want to know is, if they do lower interest rates, what does it do to the commodity markets?
Well, they should inflate, because lower interest rates will create inflation in the case we have right now. This is the conundrum, and this is what the Fed is doing wrong. If you're trying to control inflation, which they're really not, because higher inflation means more tax dollars through the hidden tax of inflation. But if they lower rates, we might get an inflation trade, which is what I've been looking for a while, because inflation is not coming down. It's just going up at a slower pace.
Yeah.
But if they bring the rates down, then inflation should spike higher.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're probably right there. And that is something that we're going to have to watch very closely. Bubba, good work. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Enjoy the show, me, Steve.
Yeah,
see you, David.
Well, you know I will. We are in West Plains, Missouri at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. It's Merck Day. Stop by and get 10% off Merck Animal Health products. We've got Robin Schmoll coming up next here on AgriTalk.
It's time to cut costs. Your Meristem dealer has the keys. Unlock the NPK you already own with new, improved Excavator AMS powered by Microbialized technology. Excavator AMS is the first and only all-in-one nutrient release and residue breakdown product with built-in nitrogen, surfactants, and water conditioner. Take cost out of your fertilizer and adjuvant spend now. Unlock nutrition faster with Excavator AMS. Learn more and find a dealer at meristemag.com. Always more bushels for less.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
My name is Grant Bell. I'm 21 years old, and I'm from Sullivan, Indiana. Becoming a Sweetwater Technologies franchise partner has allowed me to return to the home farm and diversify my income source. Drones are the future, and they really are a solid agronomic endeavor. And we're flying at 28 feet per second, getting a nice uniform swath across your field, really blowing down that product into the canopy. We're having great success this summer, and I'm really excited to see where things go. Apply today to become a partner at SweetwaterTechnologies.com.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created ThisIsPretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit ThisIsPretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's summertime and the living is speedy. At NTech, we're providing a free back-to-school speed boost to all our existing fiber internet customers this August. Whether you're doing schoolwork or simply streaming your favorite videos, you'll experience faster internet at no extra cost. New customers can be ready for back-to-school season by signing up for fiber internet with NTech. Call us at 715-672-4204 or visit ntech.net today.
You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to AgriTalk and Merck Day at the West Plains, Missouri location of Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. It's great to be down here in southern Missouri. Let's go ahead and make time for this industry spotlight. Joining me now is Dr. Hart. He is the U.S. Cattle Technical Services veterinarian for Merck Animal Health. Tim, it's good to talk to you again, man.
And a great couple days. Glad to be here with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. This one is really interesting to me. I'm going to enjoy learning more about this. Talk to me about cattle monitoring.
All right. Well, back in 2018, Merck Animal Health announced the acquisition of a company called Antelic. With Antelic came Allflex tags. So this was really Merck's initial step in the cattle sector into a technology space. So with Antelic came dairy monitoring, right. And dairy monitoring has been going on for many years, yeah. and is well accepted in the dairy space. A lot of cows that are being monitored, looking at overall health, looking at heat activities, all those things that go along with it. We also acquired Allflex, so it got us into the ID space as far as visual IDs, EIDs, some of the syringes, the equipment that comes along with it. But now we're starting to move into the beef space. And as we start to move into that beef space in the monitoring, it's really kind of a new area.
Yeah.
It's a new area across the board. We're looking at it at the cow-calf level.
Okay.
And it's under the brand of SenSub. So SenSub cow-calf, we'll be looking at some of the cow herds.
Yeah.
But the big one that we're really focused on and spending a lot of time with, and I have a lot of time involved with, is SenSub feedlot.
Yeah.
Which is just a great tool. And that's what it is, just a tool to help with in the feedlot sector as we're really trying to get calves started.
Oh, that's fantastic. I want to learn more about it at the end of the show. SenSub feedlot, exactly what you are picking up from from that monitoring system and what it's teaching you. We'll get into that later, Tim. All right.
Looking forward to it.
Where can we go for more info?
MerckAnimalHealth.com. Go into your browser and got a lot of information there for you.
Absolutely. MerckAnimalHealth.com. All right. Thank you. That is Dr. Tim Parks with Merck Animal Health. All right. Let's get into the conversation now with Robin Schmall from AgMarket.net. Robin, it's good to talk to you, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. It's great to be on the show again and spend some time with you.
You bet. Glad you're here. Glad you're here. I want to start off talking about what's going on in this milk market, because here we are, Robin. A lot of $22 contracts out there once you get past the August, the expiring contract there. But September 22.12, October 22.46, that's pretty good market out there, isn't it?
Yeah, we haven't seen that for about 3 years. Yeah. And, you know, we've just seen a lot of volatility, a lot of optimism that's developed in the market, and some good buying interest from the actual on the physical side.
Yeah. So what changed from not that long ago when producers and dairymen were more than a little concerned about profitability in the dairy industry? Now it seems like, well, no, you know what? I should ask you first, does $22 milk mean profits for the dairy industry?
Well, it's certainly better, and it'll be profits for the dairy industry. Maybe not quite as much as it was 3 years ago or 4 years ago, but it sure has helped a lot relative to what it was even a year ago. And we look at the income over feed prices for the month of July. You know, we were looking at about $11. And I'm just using ballpark figure here. Mm-hmm. Income over feed were 1 year ago, we were looking at about $3.50.
Okay.
So it makes a big difference. Feed prices are going to be good for dairy producers. Mm-hmm. So it is a little more profitable. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not going to be too long. Well, we're already starting to figure it out in some locations, just how many acres it's going to take to fill a silage pit, and that's looking pretty promising this year too, isn't it?
Yep. Some of my customers here in Wisconsin, they're going to be buying most of their corn because the corn isn't as great here, so most of their stuff's going to be going for silage.
Okay.
But, you know, even at that, they're going to have cheaper prices when they go to buy it from the plant.
Right, exactly. Okay, so things looking better on the input side of things. What about on the production side? What'd you learn from that latest USDA milk production report?
Well, a couple of things on the production report. It is the least decrease that we've had so far this year, but still a decrease. It is the 13th consecutive month where we've seen a year-over-year decline, so that's starting to add up a little bit and creating a little more concern. Either the cow numbers, although we did see an increase from the previous month, they are down below a year ago, 43,000 head less. Mm-hmm. We are seeing more retaining of cows because that bar, the level of where you cull a cow or not, changes a lot when you've got $6 corn relative to $4 corn.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit more of that, less culling going on, some retention of those cows to keep the barns full. However, that's not it doesn't mean that we're going to see a lot more production. The heifer supply is tight.
Yeah.
And prices are high. So that's going to limit some of that injecting into the herd, maybe a lot better genetics, more milk production. So we've got good exports that have been happening in some areas of the dairy industry, or the dairy products, I should say, cheese being one of them. Butterfat just recently saw a big increase in the month of June. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of those things that are underlying that market that are creating some more optimism. But, you know, there's still always a possibility that the higher prices will impact higher prices.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Talk to me about the product markets, butter in particular, and the cheese. You mentioned cheese. What kind of action are we seeing in the butter and cheese markets right now?
Well, we're seeing some good support in there now,
okay.
But it's volatile. I mean, if we just look at the last couple of days in the spot market, we saw like block or barrel cheese up 15 cents on, was down 12 and a half cents or so on Friday, up 15 cents on Monday. Today we're down 12, about 12 and a quarter cent again. So it's all over the board, and that's the volatility in the actual cash market is quite a bit different than we've ever seen before from a day-to-day basis. But there is the interest there on buying. It is seasonal. We should be seeing some better buying interest as we're coming into the fall toward the holiday period. We're seeing butter has enjoyed good demand, a growing demand over the years. I mean, we saw a record butter reach a record price in 22, another record in 23.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, we are only 7 cents off the high we saw in 22. So in the export market on the butterfat side, which is butterfat in general, we saw an increase over the previous year of 80%. On just the butter itself was like 32% increase just for the month of June relative to the previous year. So some of that international demand is starting to pick up a little bit. And butter inventories are higher than a year ago, but they did decrease more than the usual in the month of July. The cheese has been running below the previous year all year so far. And on the July inventory report, we're running 6% below a year ago.
Okay. All right. What's your general attitude about the milk market then? Is there room to the upside?
Yes, I think there's room to the upside. And room to the upside, and you have to look at that as maybe not quite so much from where we are right now, but maybe later months could see a little bit more increase. However, the interest in buying, we're going to have to take a look at that with the supply-demand side. Now, demand needs to be picking up a little bit more than we are now in order to see some increased buying in the daily spot market. If we kind of see where we are right now, we may not see a whole lot more upside in the near term, but we could see some of the discounts in the later ones coming up. But I think there is some upside potential. We are seeing more fluid milk going to the school system, so there's less in cheese production, but it is adequate right now. Spot milk prices are increasing. We're up to about $3 over class right now. So there is a tightening in that market, but not a situation where we're looking at a shortage.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, when we come back, I want to talk about some risk management strategies for the milk guys and if there's any strategies that you favor right now. We're talking with Robin Schmall, AgMarket.net, right here on AgriTalk.
Protecting your nitrogen is smart. And a nitrogen granule with a polymer coating that releases in response to conditions that promote plant growth? Well, that's me. I'm the environmentally smart nitrogen granule that gives the nutrition crops need when they need it, reducing nitrogen loss and increasing nutrient availability. Imagine feeding me to your fields. Me. Now, wait a minute. Hey, can I rethink this? ESN Environmentally Smart Nitrogen Fertilizer. Learn more at smartnitrogen.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes. Where December hard red winter wheat futures were 9 cents higher at 5.55¾. December SOW wheat up 6 cents to 5.41¼. December corn futures were 2 cents lower at 3.90¾. March corn down 1¾ cents to 4.09¾. November soybean futures 9½ cents lower on the day, 9.77 at the close. January beans down 9 cents, 9.94½. December cotton today was 143 points lower, 68.55. On your livestock, October fat cattle were 77½ cents lower, 178.62½. Sept feeders 62½ lower, 241.30. And October lean hog futures today 40 cents lower, 81.67½. Get more, visit tryprofarmer.com.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly cloudy and pleasant. Much cooler and more refreshing. With high temperatures climbing to the mid-70s today, they'll spike to the low 80s tomorrow. With a ton more sunshine on tap, all ahead of showers and storms pushing in by night. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
Welcome back to AgriTalk and Merc Day at the West Plains, Missouri location of Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. There's still time to get in here and take part in it. Yo, Davis, I should have mentioned earlier, part of taking part of this Merc Day down here in southern Missouri.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you know, if Roscoe T's barbecue truck is out front, I'm not sure I want to be part of it.
What?
Yeah. What? Well, I mean, if it's there, I'm all in.
Oh, if it's not there, you don't want anything to do with it. I see
if
what
it's
you.
Not there. I'm thinking twice. Yeah.
You got a taste for the good stuff there, buddy. Good luck with that. Your life is forever changed.
You're right. Too good. Too good. All right. We're in the middle of a conversation with Robin Schmall from agmarket.net. So, Robin, we were talking about the milk market there at the end of the last segment. You said that there is some room to the upside, especially in those back month contracts. But before we talk about some risk management strategies in here, what about downside risk? Is there much downside risk in the nearbys?
No, I don't think there's a lot of downside risk in the nearby. We're just going to see the daily volatility, which we've seen limit moves up and down. But I don't think there's much downside risk. So that changes what you can be looking at as far as, you know, laying some floors in and looking a little bit further out. There could be a little bit more risk there, but that might be not a fall off the cliff type risk.
Okay. So when you're looking at risk management strategies, then what do you like right now for milk?
Well, my preference right now is put spreads. We can buy a spread right where the market is, buy a put, and then you sell one $1.25 lower. That seems to be the sweet spot.
Okay.
So it does provide that $1.25 lower protection for you. If the market turns bearish, we'd have to do a follow-up on that. But it does put a floor in. It leaves the upside completely open. We'd like to see it go higher, but at least there's some protection there. And that's my preference coming through the end of the year, at least first quarter of next year. I'm not focusing a lot on that yet, but I have a target in mind that if those contracts come up to $20, which January is not far from that, February is about $1 below, that we want to take a serious hard look at it and doing the same thing, either that. Now, DRP, Dairy Revenue Protection, is another good strategy for those who like it. You can still do the fourth quarter yet up until September 15th. One thing about Dairy Revenue Protection right now is they're basically only listing class prices and not component, and that's because there's some uncertainty over the farm bill and how that's going to impact the components value of it. But that's my secondary right now. I really like the put spreads.
Okay. All right, I love it. It makes a lot of sense to me. Makes a lot of sense. Okay, let's talk about live cattle. That's a nice 5-day bounce that we've got going in live cattle right now. Can it keep going?
You know, I think it's going to have a hard time pushing a lot higher. You know, I don't know exactly where we're going to come with cash. You know, that's been back and forth. There's been some negativity, then a little bit more optimism as the futures have gone higher. The thing we have this week, a full week before we have the vacation week or a shorter trading day week. Last week, packers were able to buy about 42% of the cattle for deferred delivery. So it puts them into a little bit better position for holding the line this week. And we're seeing variability in the box beef underneath. So we haven't found any solid footing there at this point in time. I think that it's going to be tough to really get this market to rally a whole lot. I know there's some technical indicators that are pointing that we can go upside here. If we do a little bit of a drop back in like the October contract, we could be making a head and shoulders bottom. That's certainly a good possibility, but you know, packers have been pulling back on some of the slaughter. They've been backing up some cattle. We've got some heavy record weights out there. And feedlots have been holding back for a period of time, and they've been able to increase their price. But the last 3 weeks, the holding back has only netted them lower prices, and I think they're going to be a little bit more apt to sell.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like the feedlots are pretty current out there right now, though, aren't they? I mean, especially up north.
Yep, they're current.
Yep.
But, you know, the holding back and trying to play for the higher prices the last few weeks is, it just hasn't worked out. So you get to the point where, hey, I need to move these even though feed is cheap.
Gotcha. Did the cold storage report tell you anything?
No, not necessarily. Not as far as beef is concerned. It was down a little bit, but, you know, that fluctuates. And it really didn't give us any real direction off the cold storage report.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not too sure if there's any real solid trends that happen in the beef supply in that cold storage report at this time of the year anyway that is going to be moving things around. What do you like about the feeder cattle market in here?
What do I like about them?
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, out in the country in the auctions, they're bringing less prices or less value. Mm-hmm. So it is providing some producers with the ability to buy a little bit. Technically, yeah, I think we could see a little bit of a bounce, but you know, the cattle on feed report was a little bit negative to the market. Mm-hmm. It does give the impression that we are starting to rebuild the herd. Obviously, that takes some time, but. You know, feed cattle, they've led the live cattle for quite a while, but now I don't think they're really going to be apt to lead the live cattle. I think they're going to try to move hand in hand.
Okay. All right. So it feels like the futures market is looking for direction from the cash, but it never did. I'm talking about live cattle again here. It's looking for direction from the cash market, but it never did respond and rally all the way up to where, you know, the levels that we saw in the cash market. How do you see that relationship going forward?
Oh, well, we're at a little bit of a discount to the October right now, and August is going to go off the board on Friday. We might see that make up a little bit of that difference, but again, I think for the near term here, we're going to struggle a little bit on cash. Yeah. I think the Packers have positioned themselves. So we'll make up some of that difference, but I don't think we're going to really see that exceed and push that much higher. You know, at mm-hmm. this point in time, I think we could follow something similar to where we were this spring. We fell quite a bit.
Yeah.
In cattle market, and then we bounced a little bit, and then we went down again another leg, and we did get close to some of those contract lows, and I think we're going to revisit that again.
Wow. Okay. All right. So with that in mind, what do you want to do on risk management?
Well, the best thing on cattle that I see is, other than up front, I really firmly believe in the livestock risk protection.
Okay.
That is really a good program. You have a couple of levels they can choose. You don't have to pay for it till it's done. Mm-hmm. I think it gives you a good coverage there based off the futures market. So I think that's just really the way to go. We can do some option strategies, but
yep.
I'm at this point in time with a number of these markets, I'm not really a big believer in selling futures.
Okay. All right. Get those LRP contracts in place is what I hear you saying. And that's just good protection against some sort of a catastrophic move to the downside. It makes a lot of sense when we're at these price levels to get something done there. That's for sure. What about the grains, Robin? They just, they ready to tread water here for a bit, or what do you think's going to happen there?
Well, we'd like to think that, but it just keeps on seeing some further weakness. I mean, we've made some comparisons to 2015, mm-hmm. and if we follow a similar pattern to 2015, we've got more downside.
Yeah.
And I think seasonally we're a little early to say, hey, we're going to kind of stabilize here. I mean, we've got a lot of grain out in the farmers' hands yet. We're looking at elevators rolling out a little bit farther. They really don't want a lot of grain coming in at this point in time. You know, there's a fair amount of farmers out there that say they're not going to sell their old crop before a new crop. which just puts a little more pressure on that whole market. And if we still get some decent yields coming in like are expected, as the combines roll, I mean, some of that's going to come to the market for sale. And if you put that stuff all together, and I think if we do follow a similar pattern like that, we've got more downside here. I'd hate to say it, but we've got, we're in a unique position with the amount that farmers are still holding, the amount that's expected to come in, and then how we're going to move that all.
Yep, I got you. Take a look at that 35 cent plus carry from the Dece out to the July, guys, and think about ways that you can market to capture that carry that is in the market. Robin, it's always good to talk with you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, man.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That is Robin Schmall, agmarket.net. We are wrapping up 2 days of Merc Day at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. We are here at the West Plains, Missouri location today. Get on in here. We've been having conversations with Dr. Tim Parks from Ag, from, I've said it so many times now, Tim, I'm
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Joining us now is Dan Upana. He is from Corteva. And Dan, biologicals, biostimulants, it's a huge category. How should farmers go about sorting through it?
Yeah, great question, Chip. And we're obviously excited about this space. We really see it as advanced management tools that unlock the next frontier of yield. Now, within the biologicals class, we break it down. We've got biostimulants, we've got nutritional type products, even some future offerings around pheromones and things like that. Today, specifically, though, or within Corteva's portfolio, we focus on that biostimulant space.
What makes Corteva's approach unique, but focusing on the biostimulants is part of it, right?
Yeah, that. And, you know, one thing I would tell farmers is you're sorting through that many product offerings. It's okay to have a healthy dose of skepticism. Ask a lot of questions. Ask about research, the company's reputation, things like EPA registrations, shelf life quality, application flexibility, and then having defined and known modes of action. Our commitment within Corteva is that we're going to lead with science. We've got data. We've got decades of research behind what we sell. And we think that's a huge differentiator in the space.
Oh, it certainly is. And there's got to be proven results. And that's part of the research at Corteva, correct?
Absolutely, and our extensive network of testing, the same testing that we use to advance our seed products, having lots and lots of boots on the ground, we're going to use that same network to test and bring forth these products. In fact, this year alone out in the field, we've got more than 550 trials that are happening so that we can come forth with data and results that people can count on.
Fantastic. How do we learn more about the Corteva Biologicals?
Probably the best place is just to go to Corteva.com. In the search box, type in biologicals, and that'll get you started in the right direction.
Fantastic. Thank you, Dan. That is Corteva's Dan Uppina.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. And more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Citavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Citavo soybean seed, distributed exclusively by BASF.
When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
Welcome back. We are wrapping up our coverage from West Plains, Missouri, here at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. It's Merck Day here in West Plains, and we've been talking with Dr. Tim Parks, U.S. Cattle Technical Services Veterinarian for Merck Animal Health. And we started at the earlier in the show, Tim, talking about monitoring animals, using technology to monitor these animals. You said that it's coming for the cow-calf, guys, but it's available for the feedlot right now. What are you doing? What exactly are you looking for on these, when you're monitoring the feedlot cattle?
So what we're really focused on in the feedlot sector is it's all based on activity, but in the feedlot sector, also we're looking at temperature. So about the same time as the Antelliq acquisition, we also acquired another company called Quantified Ag. And that's really where this tag that is now SenseHub Feedlot came from. Okay. And just through different changes within the tag and within the hardware, we've gotten to where we are today. So what it does is we have a tag. It goes in the ear, yep. Goes on the top of the ear. It monitors activity, and the activities walking, they're laying down, all the activities that take place, but it also monitors temperature. But instead of just comparing it to itself, mm-hmm. it also compares it to the group. So take a day like today. If we have mm-hmm. if we're taking a temperature in this calf's ear and that it reads that it's 104 degrees, it's going to want to say that calf's sick. But when it looks at the whole herd and yeah. it says 104, all of a sudden it looks the same. So,
right.
So what these tags are really designed to do is they're going to find that outlier. We want to find a calf that's different today than it was yesterday, or we want to find a calf that's different from the group today. Okay. And really it's just a tool to help the cowboys and the pen riders that are looking at the cattle on a daily yep. basis, because we're so attuned to looking at calves and did they come to the bunk and the outward clinical signs yeah. of disease. But we're doing it throughout periods of time during the day. Through this monitoring, what we're actually doing, we're looking at them for 24 hours.
Yeah.
So if all this data feeds in, it gives us the information that can help us try to identify these calves earlier.
The data that's coming in through this system, Tim, has got to be incredible.
Oh, there's all kinds of data points that come in. It's constantly feeding into the system. And if you dig into the backside and see what's going on, it is. The amount of data is just is tremendous.
Okay, so tell me how this makes a feed yard operator better.
Well, what we're, cattle are just, they're attuned to not showing us. They don't want to show us they're sick. I mean, it's that predator-prey deal. They don't want us to know they're sick. This yep. is a way to help the cowboys at times when they're not seeing them to just find some of these calves that are showing showing signs through their activity that they just don't feel right.
Right.
So it's really designed to help the cowboys to locate them. It's just another tool. Labor can be tough in the feed yard. So anything we can do to help that labor perform their job better is really the goal. And that's where SensHub Feedlot comes in.
Okay. If I'm saying that it can do this and it can't just say so, because I'm asking a lot here, can it identify an animal that is getting sick? Might, you know, can you identify a potential problem sooner?
Yeah, we do in the studies that we've done.
Okay.
It seems like the system is identifying them about 3 days sooner than what we may see with others. We'd like to attribute that's going to improve our treatment success.
Yeah.
And sometimes we see that. But sometimes, you know, we've talked over the last couple of days, preconditioning and everything. Yep. We've got calves that just may not be ready. And some calves just aren't going to respond real well. But it does help identify them earlier, because we're looking at subtle differences instead of when that calf finally lets down and says, hey, help me, I don't feel good. And a lot of times that's where we're at with it. So it doesn't tell us that the calf's sick. It just says, hey, I'm different today than I was yesterday.
And the calves, okay. All right. It just tells us that the calf is different than he was yesterday. I get that. But we all know how it operates. I mean, if you let a calf get sick, it takes a long time to bring it back. If you can, I'll Barney Fife you here. And if you can nip it in the bud early, you can bring that calf back up to performing like it should that much quicker.
Yeah. Anytime we look at treating calves, the sooner that we can get involved in that treatment, the better the response we'd like to see.
Is that what you like the most out of this SensHub for the feedlots?
Yeah. I think, you know, it just helps us to, it gives us another look at those calves. It really does. I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years, and we still treat the same number of calves as we did when I graduated. So anything that we can do to help our cowboys and the pen riders that are taking care of these animals, the people that are starting them, anything that we can do to help them improve just a little bit and increase the health. I mean, you said it yesterday, you know, give the calves a good day. That's a good veterinary friend of mine, that's what he says. Every day is a good day in the life of that calf. And I think that's so very true that needs to happen. This is just another tool to help us try to accomplish those goals.
Coming soon for the pasture?
You know, there's hardware involved. We've got antennas. We've got tags that have to talk. You know, we got the cloud involved. So there's some limitations when it comes to that. But, you know, it's being used in multiple different settings. You know, we get them into some. We want to put them into settings where we have a chance to see good success with them.
Very cool. Tim, it's been fun talking with you the past couple of days. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been great being here with you guys.
All right. That is Dr. Tim Parks. He's the U.S. Cattle Technical Services Veterinarian at Merck Animal Health. Big thanks to Tim for helping us out here as we bring you coverage from Merck Day and the Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply down here in West Plains, Missouri. Real quick, let's take a look at the National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook. This is for September 3rd through the 7th. We've got above normal temperatures expected in Minnesota and points to the north and west of that. Most of Nebraska is in that above normal temperature as well. And then Iowa's looking at near normal temperatures. And once we get into the eastern belt, we've got the potential for some below normal temperatures for September 3rd through the 7th. When we get out to the precip across the Corn Belt, we are looking at below normal precip, 8 to 14 day very quickly, September 5th through the 11th. Near normal temperatures expected in the central and eastern Corn Belt, the western belt, the Dakotas, the western two-thirds of Nebraska, Minnesota's in this as well, northern Wisconsin, looking at above normal temperatures, below normal precip expected over most of the belt. All right, Davis, I'll keep the conversation going tomorrow morning here on AgriTalk.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed. A 100% online.